And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 25th of September, 2016. It's the birthday of William Faulkner, born New Albany, Mississippi, 1897, named for his great-grandfather, who was a colonel in the Civil War, who'd been killed in a duel. Faulkner applied for the Canadian Royal Air Force. The American Air Force had turned him down for World War I because he was so short, 5'6". He was still in training when the war ended, but he came home to Oxford, Mississippi, where he'd grown up. He was wearing an officer's uniform. He claimed to have been injured and to have a silver plate in his head, and he went to Ole Miss for a few semesters as a war veteran. He wrote 19 novels, 14 of them set in a fictionalized version of Oxford, many of his characters based on real-life neighbors and family members, like his great-grandfather. Living in Mississippi, William Faulkner condemned segregation, but he also rejected the idea of federal intervention on the issue. He said the South needed time to get used to the idea of integration, that a slow and moderate approach to integration was simply a matter of practicality. His position put him at odds with most of the people who lived around him. It was on this day, 1957, 1,000 troops secured Little Rock Central High School to allow 9 black students to enter and attend school, a historic day. The Supreme Court had struck down the separate but equal doctrine segregated public schools in 1954, but it left it up to the states and the communities the issue of how and when integration would proceed. Little Rock had a plan for integration. The high school would integrate first, then the middle schools, then elementary. But when the time came for black students to enroll in high school, the governor of Arkansas, Orville Faubus, reneged on the deal, sent in the National Guard to prevent integration. And so, 2 days later, President Eisenhower ordered the 101st Airborne Division to escort the 9 black students back in. It's the birthday of Shel Silverstein, born Chicago, 1930. He was a cartoonist for Playboy magazine when he decided to try writing for children. And he came out with 4 children's books in 2 years, including The Giving Tree. Here's a poem for today by Shel Silverstein, Ice Cream Stop. The circus train made an ice cream stop at the 52-flavor ice cream stand. The animals all got off the train and walked right up to the ice cream man. "I'll take vanilla," yelled the gorilla. "I'll take chocolate," shouted the ocelot. "I'll take the strawberry," chirped the canary. "Rocky road," croaked the toad. "Lemon and lime," growled the lion. Said the ice cream man, "Till I see a dime, you'll get no ice cream of mine." Then the animals snarled and screeched and growled and whinnied and whimpered and hooted and howled and gobbled up the whole ice cream stand, all 52 flavors, 53 with Ice Cream Man. A poem by Shel Silverstein, Ice Cream Stop, from Falling Up, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by TIAA, whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.